Welcome to What I Wish I Learned in Law School. My name is Audrey Earhart, and I, just like you, am a practicing attorney, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Practice 42. At Practice 42, our goal is to build and sustain successful law practices across the nation. We do that in so many different ways, and I can't wait to talk to you more about that. Right now, I want you to know we're going to go ahead and focus on how you can become the next guest on my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School, and share so much of your journey with our audience. I'm so excited. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump in.
So right now we are with Kim Bourne. We're actually on site. So to our listener, you're going to hear a little background noise. We got a lot of things going on. We're on site at the HyperLink conference. And I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with Kim Bourne. And Kim, you are the, what's your position with Playfair Planning Services?
I'm the founding principal of Playfair Planning Services.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me a bit about your work and who you work with, particularly as it relates to, our audience, which tends to be a little lawyerly.
Yeah, absolutely. We love working with attorneys and always looking to build relationships, especially with estate planning attorneys. We work with some of the finest families in America. Their lives are complex, they're busy, and we always need good legal advice to make sure that their entire financial house is in order, which obviously includes estate planning.
Yeah. Tell me a bit more about what the relationship with law firms typically looks like for you.
Our relationship with law firms is unique. Oftentimes, clients go off to attorneys not always knowing exactly what questions to ask. Sometimes they can even be intimidated. So we take the time to get clients organized so they can get better served by their attorney relationships, ask better questions, be better organized. Attorneys love working with our firm because they don't have to spend a lot of time like figuring things out. By the time our clients get to the attorney meeting, we already have spoken with attorneys, vetted attorneys, received their gathering tools, prepared those documents for clients. So attorneys can focus on doing what they do best, which is give legal advice and not spend a lot of time gathering documents and doing some of those administrative tasks.
Yeah, tell me a bit more about the types of clients that you work with and what does that usually look like? What does the engagement typically look like?
For us, the engagement is a financial planning engagement. So our clients tend to be busy people, family oriented. Their assets can range anywhere between 3 and 5 million. We just look for genuinely nice people who want to make a difference in the world, who want to leave a legacy, tend to be philanthropic and charitably inclined. So estate planning is a very essential part of what it is that we do.
Wow. All right. So, Kim, here's the $1 million question that we love to ask. And, think of maybe yourself in your early 20s or, to that person that may be on your career trajectory, but they're still in school, they're fresh into their career. What did they not teach you in school that you've learned along the way that may be very valuable for someone that's much younger in their career?
Coupling myself for success. That would be what, and I, to be some degree, to be truthful, I'm still learning. But certainly as we get older, we develop better discernment about figuring out those types of strategic partnerships that we need to have. But certainly in college, oftentimes, it's overwhelming when you start college. You're just trying to figure out how to make that big leap from high school to college and meet the expectations of a college professor. And oftentimes we don't leverage those relationships enough in terms of coupling ourselves for success. That could be with study groups, study buddies, the professors themselves, the resources that are available. Even though not too long ago, I completed the CPWA designation. And in doing so, I coupled myself with success with other colleagues that were studying for the same exam, because the busier we get, the more information we have. We're lifelong learners, but we don't retain it as quickly as when we were in college. So I would say coupling oneself for success is something that you always want to do throughout one's life and career, and even life partners, whether it's a spouse, it's something I think that's across the board.
We all need people. You know, that's a refrain that we hear quite a bit from practicing attorneys too, is the value of having really great partners and, strategical. For example, you provide a set of services for clients. And so how helpful that is to partner with others that provide services that you don't provide. And not only is that really great for your client or their client, but from a business development standpoint, I hear this a lot about just how valuable that is.
Oh, absolutely. And the skill is actually building relationships with people that you don't know. I mean, it might sound very simple, but it's not. It's not easy to establish a relationship with someone who you don't know, and when you have so many other, things going on. So really kind of learning how to do that, getting back to basics, especially in this world with social media. We just have so many things that can get effective communication, just sitting down and learning about people, finding out what their values are, what their goals are, and just looking at how can I add value. It's very basic, but it doesn't always happen.
Kim, tell me about, to our audience that's listening, if they are looking for a great planning firm to connect with, maybe share just a little bit about how folks can get a hold of you, what may be some great ways to partner together.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of legal firms or?
Yeah. We have a lot of principals of law firms that listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can always visit our website at playfairplanning.com. You can always Google me, Kim Bourne, or reach out to me on LinkedIn. Easy to locate, very accessible, and based in New York City. We had a virtual platform even before the pandemic was here. So we work with attorneys across the country because our clients have assets in different parts of the country.
So you said your website is playfairplanning.com.
Mm-hmm. Playfairplanning.com.
To our friend that's listening right now, we've got all of the links. We've got all of the contact information in the show notes. You just click around. We'll grab that from you.
Absolutely.
And so thank you so much again, Kim Bourne. Again, you're the principal with Playfair Planning Services. Mm-hmm. Kim, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's Audrey Earhart here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School. Listen, if you are a successful attorney and you want to share your message and you have something that you want to give back here, I would love you to have you there to be a part of my program. And that's, again, the What I Wish I Learned in Law School platform. That's our podcast. This is where you're really going to have the opportunity to share our amazing message. And listen, if you got something out of this interview, it's really important that you share our podcast with your social media. It's not just about our social media where we're going to be putting this out on our Instagram, Practice 42, our Facebook, Practice 42. You'll even see it on my LinkedIn, Audrey, and you'll also see it Practice 42's LinkedIn as well. We really want you to be part of this community so we can get your unique message out. We're putting out so much content on a weekly basis. I know you're going to find something that piques your interest, you can learn from, share with your audience too. And listen, you can just do a quick screenshot of your phone number and text it to a friend so they can take a look at everything. They can see what you're up to on social media. They can see what we're up to. And really, this is the way that we're going to help our lawyer community learn what they need to know. There's so much that none of us learned in law school about how to run a business, how to optimize our processes, how to get the right marketing for our practice, how to use legal technology, which changes on a daily basis. Listen, let's get connected. Let's stay connected. I'm so appreciative of you for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.